Today's topic is on the implosion of the Methodist Church, primarily in America. Between 2019 and 2023, more than 7,000 congregations across this country have received approval to leave the Methodist Church. That's about a quarter of all Methodist churches in the U.S. This departure is primarily due to controversy over the subject of LGBTQ inclusion. Where are these churches moving to? Well, some have affiliated with the Global Methodist Church, which holds to a more traditional position by rejecting LGBTQ ministers and same-sex marriages. Many others who have disaffiliated have gone independent churches. In Great Britain, their Methodist church in 2024 published an, quote, inclusion language guide, unquote, offering advice to church leaders on including gender-neutral terms such as parent, partner, carer, folks, teammates, friends, and colleagues, rather than marginalized terms such as husband and wife. Franklin Graham brought this to the general public's attention in an article on CBN. A link to that actual text of the document has subsequently been erased from the Methodist Church official website. He offered the point that the quote-unquote word wife is used some 360 times in various verses in 38 books of the Bible. So divisions within the Methodist denomination. The issue of same-sex marriages and LGBTQ acceptance has obviously become an increasingly divisive issue in our culture, as the rights of the marginalized have understandably come under increasing scrutiny. Acceptance of those lifestyles we may disagree with is just the first step in what God refers to when stating one of the greatest commandments to, quote, love our neighbor as ourselves, Luke 10:27, unquote. Churches and their members need to welcome all of humanity with open arms, Titus 1:8. There is recognition that we are all hypocrites as we so easily ignore our failings while being so willing to attack others for their behaviors, Matthew 7:3-5. However, love and acceptance of the sinner does not mean acceptance of the sin. Every denomination, every church pastor, every congregant must make a decision. Is the Bible to be trusted to be the Word of God, or is it the Word of man? If the former, then God's commands should take a superior position in determining right from wrong. If the latter, man has the freedom to make that decision himself. Regardless, each of us will be held accountable for our choices. The church, in an attempt to remain financially viable and relevant in a changing society, will always be tempted to acquiesce to the will of the people. Church is not a church if there's no one in the pews. A church is a group of like-minded coming together to fellowship. The question each denomination, each church, and member must make is, are we there to worship each other or to worship the Creator of the universe who left us a training manual for life? And that training manual is the Bible. 1 John 2:15, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. God bless you as you serve him today.